It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, the public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, May 12th at 10:42 in the morning. And with us right now is the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi, Mr. David Nichols.
Good morning, William and Vincent. Good to be here. And we got somebody else who's going to be strolling in here to join us and maybe add some a little bit of information to us. Who would that be, Vincent?
Mayor Gilich made a decision early on in his term that he wanted to enhance the city's branding efforts, knowing a consistent look, a consistent message. And he also said that he thought there were a lot of programs that we were doing, particularly in parks and recreation, that he thought we could do a better job of telling people, here's what's going on. And along those lines, David, we had someone who has been sharpening their skills, honing their skills for several years with the City of Biloxi, and she came over and helped me after Hurricane Katrina. And her name is Miss Cecilia Dobbs Walton, and she is the city's public affairs specialist. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
Was that pretty much a description of what you're going to be doing?
Yes, it sure was. But I'm really excited and looking forward to being on board in the public affairs division and working with Vincent, all the directors and the officials.
Excellent. I think you're going to do a great job, and Cecilia's going to be adding a lot to the show here in a few moments. And David, she had her hair done, I think, just for the show.
She did, and she's got her makeup over there on the table, so she's looking good. I don't know if you said or not, but Cecilia does have a master's in public relations, and so you know, she's very qualified for this. Her husband's also, for those who don't know, is Danny Walton down at the Aquatic Center at the the Natatorium, and he handles getting up early every morning. I think he opens at 6 at the Natatorium, and so that's her better half. And you know, he's taught an awful lot of the kids in the community swimming lessons.
And if you want to know anything about swimming or water, he's the man to go to.
He really is, and we call him the Iron Man because he has been in Iron Man competitions, and I think he came in first place in the world, didn't he?
No, he competed in the World Championship Ironman in Kona, Hawaii this past year, 2015, which was his 16th Ironman.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't see all the time.
No, he rides his bike to work from Wiggins, too, which I thought was just incredible. So now we're going to get to the real seriousness of the program, I hope. The first thing we're going to be talking about is, David, today is a milestone day, 1 year since Andrew Fofo Gilich was elected mayor. We're also going to talk about infrastructure work, not only in East Biloxi, but in an area north of the bay. And we're going to talk about preservation in May. We're going to talk about the Senior Olympics. I keep hearing about them, but apparently Ms. Dobbs is going to tell us where they are. And then the last thing we're going to talk about is Police Week is coming up. He's been on the job 1 year today, David. May 12th of 2015, Fofo Gilich was elected mayor. Has he done an okay job since he's been mayor?
Well, he's done a pretty fair job. No, he's done a good job. People come into this job as either administrator or as a public official, and they don't realize what they're getting into. And I think the first few days here, the mayor's head spun around a few times, and it was like, what have I got myself into? And but he has taken on a number of very large initiatives, and he's really wanting to move the whole coast forward, and specifically Biloxi. His real thing that he's really pushed hard on. We work on economic development daily, but his broadband initiative is a transformation of the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and he has worked tirelessly on that. Matter of fact, he's out of town today, and that's one of his efforts while he's out of town. He's working on, he's working on an economic development project.
to move the city forward. And you hit the nail on the head, by the way. Before he took office, let's recall that day, he was looking at MGM Park, which was running months behind schedule, had to get that thing open so we could avoid paying a huge amount of fines and penalties because of the lateness of the park. In fairness to the contractor, that project started late because we were waiting to see who the team was going to be. The second thing he had to deal with was the BP oil spill settlement, and then after settling that, he worked to reduce the legal fees. All that time, he was working on the broadband initiative, not only for Biloxi, but as you said, for the entire Gulf Coast. And the entire time, David, he has been driving these same streets of East Biloxi as everybody else. What's up with the streets in East Biloxi? I know there was a meeting the other day where they talked about more temporary paving.
Right. The mayor went through, got a updated list from the contractor, and where they're going to be, where they're going to be putting in sewer. And once he got that list, he was able to instruct the engineering department of where we can start laying some additional pavement. And so they're working with the paver right now to get back on the job, and I think we got about another $150,000-$200,000 worth of pavement to lay down. So he's getting geared up for that, and I think they're going to be starting maybe next week. I haven't got a firm date on that yet.
We are awaiting the word from Christy Labata, our acting city engineer, and she is coordinating it with Warren Paving. Warren Paving just came in and did just a wonderful job on the work on, we look to do the major arteries, Division Street, Main Street, Lemieux Street, Raynor, Back Bay Boulevard, Porter is what we're looking to do in the future. We're waiting on that schedule right now. David, something else that has been talked about on this project was it was a huge project, the largest the city's ever done, $119 million. The contractor today, at the city's request or suggestion, created a video for us. One of the things we've been beset with on this job is it's a massive amount of people who have worked on it.
Yes, and hopefully this video, and we'll hopefully get them to update it maybe monthly or something like that. But people will be able to go online and see that video and kind of see what the issues are that the contractor is facing and what their progress has made and how they're going to be moving forward. The first one is kind of going over the history and how we got to where we are today. And so hopefully, it'll be very informative in that respect. And then hopefully the next ones will be where we're going from here.
Yeah, the biggest thing is for people to know is that the contractor, their initial task on this or the way they were going to attack this big project, there's a major sewer line on Division Street. They were going to start on both ends of Division Street, work to meet in the middle. What's the middle of the project, Ms. Dobbs? What street? Do you remember?
Nichols Drive.
Nichols Drive is the center of the project, and that's where they were attacking it from, and it's a gravity-fed sewer line, David. What's gravity-fed mean?
Means it uses own force to go downhill, and that's the most economical way to pump sewage or move sewage. And so, we have what we call lift stations, and they're very expensive to operate and very expensive to maintain.
Watch this video. You will learn something from it, and it's I like to call it the good news and the bad news and how we're moving forward. There is another bit of infrastructure work that's going to be done over north of the bay, and I like to throw, some trick questions at her from time to time, David, to keep her on her toes. Tell me what's going on in the Holly Bluff area.
Well, there's going to be a public meeting to discuss the Holly Bluff Cedar Lake area sewer project. Now, this public meeting will be Wednesday, May the 18th, and it'll start at 6 p.m. It'll be at North Bay Elementary School at the gymnasium, which is at 1825 Pops Ferry Road. It'll be from 6 to 8. Officials will be available for the public to ask questions regarding this project. Now, the reason for this is to provide sewer to the area, and the area affected is the Holly Bluff Circle, Cedar Lake Road north of Interstate 10, Silkwood Lane, Easy Lane, Summer Lane, and Spring Drive. Now, the project is expected to begin on May the 30th and to last for about a year.
And there are going to be some temporary road closures along the way. And the contractor, as I understand it, once they start working, if they have to terminate temporarily anybody's water or sewer service, they're going to make sure to do everything they can to let them know for any planned outages. And so when's that meeting again for people to go to?
Again, that meeting is Wednesday, May the 18th, 6 p.m., North Bay Elementary. Now, Monday of this week, the engineering department did go out and place door hangers on all the doors of the people that will be affected in this area. So they've already given a little bit of information. But if they have any more questions prior to the meeting, they can call the city engineering department at 228-435-6269.
Thank you very much, Ms. Dobbs. Go ahead.
I thought now that she's assisting you in public affairs, she'd give her a home phone number where the public can call her at home at night to ask any questions.
We weren't going to tell her about that for a while. The other thing that we have going on right now is something that we do every May for Historic Preservation Month, which is a national initiative. And Biloxi has a thing that every Thursday in May we have where we pay homage to either a historic event in our city's history or a historic place. Today, on Thursday, May 12th, we're going to have the roll call for the Biloxi Wade-In Memorial and Tribute Ceremony. That's going to be over at the Gruage Center. It's going to be today at 5 o'clock. And this was a period in our time in the late 50s, early 60s, when our public beach was desegregated, when a group of men, women, and children, African-American, stood up and said, we think we should be able to go to the beach just like anyone else. Tonight, there's going to be a ceremony where we are going to recognize those individuals who are still with us. Those who have departed, we're going to recognize their family members. This is also an occasion where Hancock Bank will be on hand to make a special presentation to the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum. And Cecilia, this is a weekly program. So next week, on May, whatever it is, May, we're moving over to East Biloxi.
Yeah, it'll be next Thursday, of course, May the 19th, and the event will be the historic East Howard Avenue Walking Tour. Now, the tour will begin at the Biloxi Libraries or Civic Center Courtyard, which is at 578 Howard Avenue. Now, this will be a guided walking tour of Biloxi's newest National Register Historic District, which is the East Howard Historic District. It'll begin at 5:30. It'll be followed by refreshments and displays. Again, this is Thursday, May the 19th, beginning at 5:30 at the Biloxi Civic Center.
So if you want to know the whole schedule and the history behind preservation in May, go to the city's website. And Cecilia, one other thing. Tell me about Special Olympics. I keep hearing about them, but I never see them anywhere.
Yeah, we're Special
Olympics. I say special. It's senior.
Senior Olympics is an annual event that provides quality competitive events to adults age 50 or older. Now, they're currently in their fifth week of their sixth-week event. It began on April the 9th, and it ends on May the 22nd. But this weekend, the organization, on Friday, will have their Celebration of Athletes banquet at the Civic Center. This banquet is for the registered athletes and their family members, and it'll be a way for the athletes to get together, celebrate the games, and take a time out, so to speak. That will be Friday, but Saturday they will have the pickleball, tennis, basketball, swimming, and
bocce ball
events. And these events are open to the public. Again, they are pre-registered for the athletes, but spectators are welcome to go out and see the events. Now, they're held at various locations along the coast, and for a complete listing of the locations and the times, you can go to our website, biloxi.ms.us.
So you've got all that on there?
Yes, all the events, all the locations, all the times, definitely.
Is it easy to find?
Very easy to find. If you go to the bottom of the website, they're called little tiles. Just click on the Mississippi Senior Olympics tile and follow that website. In addition to...
What's our website address?
It's biloxi.ms.us. One more thing I forgot to note, though, that the Mississippi Senior Olympics that is being held along the Gulf Coast is a qualifying event for the 2017 National Senior Games, which will be held in Birmingham, Alabama.
How's she doing, Sackett?
Very good. And I noticed the flow of her language and the cadence of her speech. I think she'd be dancing on your ears. Very good. Very good.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sackett, for that endorsement. David, we talk about the Biloxi Police Department on a regular basis, usually whenever there's some event like cruising the coast or Mardi Gras and the job that they do. Next week is going to be Police Week.
My feelings are hurt. Sackett's never said anything good about me. Yes, you know, next week at 10 o'clock at the Public Safety Building, they're going to recognize our fallen policemen over the years. We have three, and it's always a really nice ceremony that the police department puts together. And it's be 10 o'clock in front of the Public Safety Building on Porter Avenue.
Yeah, 170 Porter, Lopez Quave. And we hope people will come out. It's a very somber ceremony, and there are bagpipes there, and it's got all the pomp and circumstance. And the family members that are there a lot of times of these deceased officers. Three of them that lost their lives in the line of duty in Biloxi. But one thing the police are doing different this year is that they're going to kick off Police Week with a family fun event down on the town green, and they're also going to have a special run that's going to have blue lights and so forth. Who can tell me about that? Which one of you two on Saturday?
Okay, well, Saturday, the Biloxi Police Department will kick off, actually, National Police Week with the Saturday event, Family Fun Day, and a 5K run. The Family Fun Day will begin at 3 p.m. at the Biloxi Town Green. There will be a bounce house and sponsor booth set up for anybody to walk around and check out, get some information. At 4:30, they're going to hold a fallen officer memorial ceremony with the Biloxi and Gulfport Honor Guard, and this is... this will be again at 4:30 at the Town Green. The festivities of the day will end with a 5K run at 6 p.m. Now, they have over 800 registered walkers and runners to this event. This is their inaugural event. They were very excited and proud of how many people registered. Due to that large amount, they have already closed registration. Anybody is still welcome to wear their blue gear and run the 5K course, which will be lined with blue lights, but they will not be guaranteed a t-shirt or a medal.
Oh, well.
You know, folks, one of the things you must remember, if you can attend this event, either the frivolity of the family outing or the formal ceremony, remember, these are the ladies and gentlemen that, for the most part, take a bullet for you. These are the ladies and gentlemen that make you feel safe when you go home at night. Not to be dramatic, but these are very special men and women. We have the honor sometimes of meeting them here, but try to make a special note and an attempt, if not going there personally. And when you do, by the way, run into a patrolman. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Exactly right. You got something, David?
Yeah, I don't believe I told you the date on the memorial service. It's Tuesday at 10 o'clock in front of the Lopez Quay Public Safety Center at 170 Porter Avenue. And the three fallen policemen that we'll be recognizing is David Higginbotham, Michael Mayo, and Nathan Mitchell. Those are our three officers that's fallen in the line of duty at the city of Biloxi.
Okay, one other thing we wanted to mention was that coming up, mark your calendar on May 18th at 8 in the morning, May 18th at 8 in the morning, there's going to be an event at Edgewater Mall Food Court. What's going to happen at 8 a.m. on May 18th?
It'll be breakfast with the mayor. Mayor Gillage will address citizens and anybody else who wants to come out again to the Edgewater Mall Food Court and find out, get a little update on the city of Biloxi, what's going on, and what the mayor sees for the future of Biloxi.
I think we're going to wrap up the frivolity that we've had today on this podcast. Anything else, David, we didn't touch on?
No. Everybody have a good, safe weekend. The weather looks great, and everybody enjoy themselves and get out and enjoy everything we have to offer.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Your host has been Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.